are y'all doing?
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, good morning. Good morning to you. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I had already told the people over on Instagram that I was going to go live today because there's a couple things that we need to discuss. And then I'm going to tiptoe off of this social media space and let y'all handle it, deal with it, and have an amazing day. But there's a couple of things that I need to get off my chest. Now, I just want to say before I get started with today's programming that I am testing new equipment. I want to first just give a shout out to my equalizers, the people in my Patreon that contribute to this work. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity and space to bring you the news updates and really use my voice to elevate and uplift what's happening in our country and our surrounding counties. And so for my Patreons, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's just go ahead and give them a round of applause. Now, I'm changing some things up in the Patreon, so you better get in there because I'm actually going to be discussing a lot of things with my journey in Patreon so that people can really have kind of a whole view of what's happening and what's going on with me, but also this fight that I'm in. And this fight is for our children. I've been very clear since day one, my intention and my focus. And although I've had some I've had some very unique ways of how to market and how to get people's attention when it comes to the state of public education, particularly when I talk about Hillsborough County Public Schools, which is the third largest district in the state and the seventh largest in the United States of America. And we have been here fighting and holding the district accountable, and I am putting it on you. Now, today's episode is Your Voice Matters, and I just want to just go ahead and just let y'all know that I do have some agenda items that we need to discuss. Let me put that up on the screen. So the first agenda item is healing is needed in our community, and I'm going to discuss that. The second agenda item is spring cleaning, and I'm going to discuss what that is. We're going to talk about social media classes for parents and caregivers because it is more vital now than ever for parents to be intentional what's happening on social media just due to everything that's happening. And then I'm going to talk to you about freedom and fulfillment and my call to action with that. So for those of you that are here that are watching, please make sure that your folks have access to this. Share it to your community. Don't be stingy. This is a labor of love, and I really love the support that you've given me, your prayers and everything. And so just a health update. I'm doing well. Thank you for your prayers. To see my enlarged heart on the x-ray machine was pretty scary, but kind of cool at the same time. And there was a message that God gave me with that. And God told me that your heart is very, very big, but you have to be very intentional with who you give that to and be intentional with the access that you give folks. And so with that being said, I'm going to give that as your call to action too. Think about the people that are in your space, the people that are around you, the people that are speaking life to you and or speaking death to you. Are these people, are they in alignment with your mission, what God has for you? And regardless of whatever religion that you believe in, there is a belief that there's something greater out there, and that greater is within you. Now, let's go ahead and move forward because I've just been inundated with a bunch of messages. I'm convinced that some people, you know, need to go to jail. But I just want to just talk about the first point in healing that's needed in the community. I have been watching on social media, just seeing all the conversations that have been taking place about people, things, laws, elected officials. I mean, it's on and on with everything that's happening. I feel like this is the Twilight Zone, to be honest. And I just want you to understand, and for y'all to hear my heart in this, is that the assignment is not over. And that although it seems really dark and gloomy, that I have hope and I have faith that we as people, we as humans, this country can be better, do better. And that's just my goal. That's my hope. That's my vision for how we can change America. How can we change this country, and how we can each of us be better humans to one another? We are seeing bills and laws that are being created and filed that intentionally harm folks. The intention and purpose is very unclear, but to say that we have power and we're going to do so. We're also seeing conversations where we're seeing capitalism is taking over our country, particularly during COVID, where we are just exploiting each other. I'm seeing in the Black community in particular, where we have selective outrage and participation about what's going on around here, we've had people have more conversations about Kevin Samuels than Justice Clarence Thomas. And actually, there's some people who don't even know who Justice Clarence Thompson is or his spouse. We are having wars with one another, talking about whose role should be this and whose role should be that. But quite frankly, some of us shouldn't even be having these conversations because we haven't healed within ourselves. And so I just want to just take this opportunity to say it is time to heal. It is time to really examine your trauma. It is time to really examine you as a person and making sure that you are a better human, whatever that may look like. And there's three principles that I've always talked about with this programming and something that I will continue to uplift. And these are the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And that's all that we can do to be better humans. And if everyone agrees to these three principles, we can make this world a better place. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, the next in this agenda here, and, you know, I just want to talk about spring cleaning for a second, because there is a lot of conversation. There is a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of disinformation, and people don't know what to trust, who to trust. And you can see the brokenness, not just in social media spaces, but in real life, which, by the way, social media is not real life. And for some of you, you're going to have a reflection on that. But I'm going to say this: it is time to clean up your home. And not just your physical home, but your spiritual home. It's time to clean up who has access to you. It's time to be intentional with that. And the only reason why I'm up here after my procedure is I'm on an assignment. So I hope that you share this. I hope that you take this message, and I hope that you apply it. And if it doesn't apply to you and you feel that you're self-actualized, you feel that you're healed and you're out here healing others, congratulations, and I thank you, because we need more healers in this world. But right now, we need to focus on spring cleaning, because for the life of me, I am seeing a bunch of conversation from people in the Black community, and somehow all these people have law degrees, but yet when we talk about the state of education, no one wants to talk about that. So let's take you to school. It's time to be intentional and focus on what makes you happy. It's time to stop doing things that you don't like to do. And it's time to stop faking on this internet like people care. I'm just here to just spread the message and let you know. It is time that you do spring cleaning, whatever that looks like for you. You need to clean up your profile, the friends that you connect with, the groups that you're associated with, the time that you spend on these devices. I literally was having a conversation with my wife about how one of the first things that I used to do was pick up my phone when I wake up in the morning. And I hope that y'all evaluate your same patterns and behaviors when y'all wake up in the morning. Is your phone the first thing that you pick up and check? Are you so concerned about what everyone else is doing in the morning that you haven't created your own routine? So then I think about the children, which is why I constantly talk about the damaging effects of social media. The damaging effects of how we spend our time on these social media spaces. And a lot of people are chasing validation. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you continue to chase validation, you're going to be chasing for the rest of your life. And that's something that you don't want to do. I've been there, done that. And it's not something that I ever want anyone to do, but our children are doing that. We are seeing a surge of Black and brown children committing suicide, folks. And this is a call to action. We need to love and protect our children. I have been inundated with messages just this week, folks. Just this week, I got a picture of a parent with an AK, a loaded handgun, a large one at that, ready to shoot someone about their child. I have seen messages. I've been tagged in things on Facebook where children have been pistol whipped at the bus stop. There have been fights out of this world, and we are in testing season, folks. Our children are testing FSA, but let's back up though, because you know, you had your governor and you had Richard Corcoran, and they had all these press releases saying that they're getting rid of the FSA. And guess what's happening right now? The FSA. Okay. And when I told y'all months back to get the receipts, why y'all celebrating? You got children that are testing right now without working AC. In fact, You have children that have been provided cereal all week during testing because apparently the school district is not paying their bills. And let me be very clear what school district I'm talking about. I'm talking about Hillsborough County Public Schools. I posted it on my page. You can go see the receipt. Where whistleblowers and surveillance cameras come to me and tell me about issues that's happening within their school site. And they're uncomfortable with saying things publicly because of retaliation. I've been there, done that. I've talked about it. And there's no point of recapping my story. But you can go back to see previous episodes of Morning Tea and Allegation to see how I was even retaliated against for speaking truth to power about what's happening. Now, I have some social media classes that will be coming soon. It actually is going to be starting next week, thankfully. Thank God. And I'm really going to be talking to you parents because there's a lot of apps that your children are on that you need to know. There are apps that your children are subscribed to that they're not even at the age that they even should be on those apps. But you don't know because sometimes you don't check the phone. Sometimes you're so busy with the day-to-day work that you have no idea what your children are doing, who your children are talking to, and that's a problem. The reason why this is a problem is because we're actually seeing how the damaging effects of social media is entering into our classrooms. And it's become a war zone in our classrooms. And you can ask the educators that are watching on here will tell you in the comments that there is a war zone that is happening in our schools right now. Meanwhile, we have parents come into school board meetings. And if you haven't watched the last school board meeting, particularly in Hillsborough County, y'all need to go back and watch it. For my folks in Pinellas, they are looking for a new superintendent. Did you know? I just want to give a shout out to school board member Caprice Edmond, who has been on the front line to educate the community about the superintendent search. But did you know? We have community meetings that are scheduled about what's happening with the state of public education, and you need to be aware of it. For those that live in Hillsborough County, there is an additional tax that will be on your ballot in August. And you need to be aware of that. Because the district is dealing with some serious things and y'all have to be aware. This is why your voice, this is why your vote matters. It's why y'all have to come up and stand up and support one another. This is why we need to heal and love one another. This is why we need to be intentional down this ballot. And this is why we need to really push for voter engagement. Because as much as people say, I don't vote X, Y, and Z, your vote or the lack of vote votes for the other side. And I'm going to be very clear on that. And so this is why it is important that you go out there and use your voice, that you use your vote so that we can fix some of these issues. But the reason why some of these issues are not getting fixed is because there's a profit in the problem. I've talked about this several times, and there's a profit in the miseducation in our public education system. And there's a profit in that problem. Look at the school to prison pipeline. I talk about it all the time. If you're not familiar with the Sunshine Education Coalition, you need to go follow that organization. You need to see the work that they've done. You see the panels, the events, the conversations, the data. Because it's a very real thing that's happening in our community, and we have to be intentional and we have to be aware of what's happening. And we have to use our voice and our vote to change it. We're seeing issues about the abortion bans and bills. And so we have lawmakers that do not even have the body parts of women that are making decisions on behalf of women. Think about that. And think about the selective outrage and participation that's happening on social media with folks getting involved in stuff that they shouldn't even be getting involved in. So then I go back to our kids. So our kids are testing right now with the FSA and lack of resources. Again, I want you to have reflection questions, parents and caregivers. Ask your child how their learning environment is. Ask their child what they're doing in their classrooms. Ask their child if they've had a certified teacher all year. Because I'm going to tell you that there are some schools that they haven't even had a certified teacher all year, but it's held to the same standards on that FSA, which, by the way, we were supposed to do away with. And I'm curious to know what that data is going to show and what they're going to do with the data. So the last thing that is on this agenda is freedom and fulfillment. And I'm going to keep this brief just because I need to get back to rest. But freedom and fulfillment is something that is very important to me. I want to just go ahead and just let y'all know that I'm actually in preparation to actually make a book and publish a book talking about freedom and fulfillment and what that looks like for me. Dealing with heart failure and dealing with some severe health challenges has really forced me to evaluate what my priorities are. And it truly made me evaluate what's important to me and what's not important to me. And I hope that everyone does the same. I hope that people take care of their health and be intentional, because you only have one body. And I hope that you are mindful of what you're putting into your body, because you only have one brain. And I hope that we can take this same energy and we could tap into our children, because right now, some of our children lack empathy. You have a whole shark that was hanging at a school in Ponte Vedra. How the shark got up there, if they killed the shark or not, who knows? You have trends that are happening on social media. The devious lick challenge that happened back in September is back again. You have children that are intentionally destroying their school site because there are no consequences. Folks, there are no consequences that's happening right now. You have parents that enable and co-parent their child so much so that there's no punishment or no consequences for what children do. And there's no punishment or consequences at school. You try to suspend a child and the parent goes there and say, why are you suspending my child and not holding them accountable for their actions? And a lot of the actions that are taking place are actually stemming from these cell phone devices. These phones. Parents, I need you to check your child's cell phone. I need you to know what apps they have downloaded on your phone. This is the phone that you pay for, parents and caregivers. So please check the apps. Figure out who they're talking to. Figure out what they're listening to. So some of these rappers that are caught up in these RICO charges, your children might listen to these artists. And some of the lyrics that these rappers and these musicians are saying are very problematic. They're very damaging. And that's why I always say that you have to be intentional with what you consume. And that goes with media, music, what you read, all of it. What you put in your body matters. And so this is what we need to instill in our children. And so I'm going to close you with this. Number one, for those that continue to support this work, I thank you. It is a labor of love for me. I'm very passionate about protecting and uplifting our children. With the rise of suicide, it is very, very important that we speak life into our children, that we provide them love and resources. And while we have conversations about abortion bans, what about the children right now on this earth that do not feel loved and validated? We have a foster care system in the Tampa Bay area that is completely out of control, where our children are being placed in homes that are not safe for them, but there's no way or nowhere for them to go. And we have families that are creating children that are not in the financial means to even have children, and that's causing another issue. And we can talk about the issue all day, but I just want to continue to uplift the solutions. The solutions are pretty simple here, folks. First of all, we have to identify these systems that have a profit in the problem. And those systems have to be dismantled and recreated in a way that is equity and that is rooted in justice and love. The next thing that we have to do is that we all have to make an agreement that we're going to be intentional moving forward to be good humans, that we are making decisions that's best for us, but not just us, but for the people around us. And we got to make sure that we just operate in these three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And I haven't always been this way. I haven't always been in this mind frame, but I thank God for God putting this on my heart and putting this on my spirit. And so with that being said, I love y'all so much. And thank y'all again for your prayers and support. As I prepare to get my heart repaired, I am going to be taking this time for spring cleaning myself. And that is me reducing my intake on social media. That is evaluating my priorities and what's important to me and continuing to redefine who I am and what assignment God has called me on. And I challenge you to do the same. I challenge you to figure out what freedom and fulfillment looks like for you. And I challenge you to do something good and be a good human, because our children deserve better. And we are counting on all hands on deck, especially for this political cycle. So I'm going to end you with this. And I think I said that already, but I'm going to say it again. Please make sure you register to vote. Let me put.
Oh, my God.
Please make sure that you're registered to vote. Okay. Please. Please check your status. Please check to make sure that you're registered to the right party. Because there's been things where party affiliations have been changed. And we need investigations around here. Speaking of that, Ron DeSantis decided that he wanted to appoint a QAnon person to be over the elections in the state of Florida, by the way. So, good luck. But besides all of that, we have to do what's right. We have to be good role models. And I go back to even what Andy said. We have to be the role models for being good humans. That's my challenge for y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have an amazing weekend. Y'all take care. Think about and reflect on what I've shared with you. If you want to listen to some good music to vibe out, please check out my album, Safe Space. Volume 2 is coming out soon, and it's available on all streaming platforms. And it's music that you can intentionally listen to reprogram your mind and to get focused. So with that being said, I love you. Thank you for watching and have a great weekend.
Let's get it. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. You better get your receipts on them. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone.